it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, and that was kind of the extent of it.
Hey, I'm not real happy with losing that 17-point lead, and our record's now 1-4. Me neither, Mr. Ross. By the way, I speak on behalf of a fan base and everybody else that covers the team. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy with this start, but they're back home. Chargers, keep going. How do you fix it? I love when you ask a coach, like, it's been 5 weeks, right? You got some of the same problems, especially on line of scrimmage. Like, well, we just got to stay focused. And like, well, what? What are you going to do? You're going to do more learning. You're going to do more walkthroughs. What? It's like the season started. It's kind of hard to change. Like, I didn't think Carolina's offensive line was going to run for 250 yards almost. I get he's got to answer this. Like, well, how do you fix this problem? Well, you know. We just got to, I mean, whatever you're hearing, we just got to go back to work. I get it. You just keep working on technique and, you know, and these guys, I believe in these guys and in our rookie class. So everybody asks, and it's a great question. Did you think the development of this young class, of this rookie class, was going to take so long? And I go, yeah, but I'm guilty, so guilty of watching everybody and listening. Oh my God, the front seven defensively is going to be the strength of the team. I had no idea that it was not only going to be bad, it's going to be the worst in football. That's no stats. I'm talking run.
You hitting some of those Pro Football Focus numbers?
No,
I saw Barry was tweeting about yesterday that they had guys that were like literally the last at their position.
Yeah, no, I did see Barry's stuff, but
brutal, man.
There's another one that you can't lie about. You're giving up 174 yards a game and a 5.6 average. That is dead last in the NFL. That's just a fact. So what I thought was going to be strength, and I knew there was going to be growing pains. I knew guys are going to, you know, the old vets are going to get them and all the tricks and they're studying you, and they know a whole bunch about you, and you don't know a whole bunch about them, and you're going against a guy you watched when you were in high school. And by the way, this goes for Savai Naya, too, at guard. Boy, they had some ISOs on him. And one thing about it, nothing's sacred anymore. Like, when we'd have bad games, you wouldn't even know it unless you were at the game. And, you know, and then, but now they got ISOs and all the writers and the guys, insiders, all have take a look at this, you know, and they're showing plays of our young guys getting blocked or tripping, coming out of their guard position and out of position. A guy goes around them and makes a big play on Tua, and you're like, okay, I thought it would look better than it does right now. I did, but I'm not giving up on them, man. I'm not one that, you know, fire them all. I guess everybody knows when they say get rid of them, we got to start getting rid of guys. Like, look at, we got 53 guys on this roster. Everybody's picking guys off every week. Guys, and this is how, so the practice squad guys go to the active roster. Guys on the streets go to the practice squad. You pick up guys on other practice squads. They go to your 53-man roster. So you just run out of guys. Like, everybody goes, well, why aren't we just bringing guys in? Just bring more guys in. What? So, like, when we're looking for an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, I want to let you know, so is everybody else. There's other teams putting defensive linemen on IR. And then now there, you got a practice squad guy ready. He's not ready. Okay, go find a guy that somebody else has got on their practice squad. It's better than what we have. And it's, you know, there's going to be a drop off. If they're good, they're most likely not sitting out right now somewhere. So this is what you have. When Chris Greer finalized this 53-man roster and he signed his name to it, Chris Greer, and he handed it to Mr. Ross and he said, "This is it, man. This is the deal right here." By the way, he shouldn't be getting a hall pass on this either. I know we're talking about X's and O's and technique and all that stuff, but you know, these guys, they do all the he's in charge of scouts and all those guys going out and bringing back information. We like this guy, and this is the guy. Now, our coaches are in on the whole process, and they fall in love with guys too now. Oh, my God, he's going to be fine. He's going to be good. And then, well, you better coach him up because he's your guy now because we just drafted him. So it's hard. Now, listen. I know the Tua thing pops up every day because he's a quarterback and what he's making and stuff, and whether you like him or you don't like him. But we have bigger problems right this second. We do. And the lineup scrimmage has got to get better. We can't run for 82 yards and give up 174 yards. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen numbers that lopsided from what you gain per game and what you're giving up. You're flirting with 100 yards difference. You run the ball 30th in the league, 82 yards a game. Your run defense gives up 174 yards a game. It's a big difference. And that 5.6 yards average, that is, that was numbers we had when we were 1-15 in the old days. I remember when we were struggling on the run back then. It was, you know, it was bad. So anyway, not much you can do, man. You just got to coach him up and keep playing. It's really, you know, doesn't do any good. You're not getting rid of him. You're not going to bench all these guys. Hell, how are you going to bench them? They make up 6 or 7 spots on your active roster. You're not getting rid of guys. Plus, you know, most of them are going to get better. The lights are going to go on. They'll come back. The jump from year one to year two is amazing. Not that anybody wants to hear that when your team's 1-4. I don't want to hear it either. Listen, my patience, like yours, is run out. It has run out. If you haven't listened to things that I've said, I'm tired of excuses. I hate when I hear we. I want to hear I. I want to hear guys looking in the mirror, not talking to other guys. I go we. I don't need to hear we. I want to hear I got to play better. I got to lead these guys. Hey, I need to play better. I got to make sure he plays better. That's all. But you know what? I thought we just played against one of the 3 or 4 worst teams in football, Carolina. I did. I told everybody, so I'm not sitting here as a phone. Woody's been with me. I thought, you know, I could have named them the Titans and New Orleans and, you know, there were a few teams. But Carolina was in there after what New England did to them. I went, oh, God, they're bad. They're a bad team. I know they won 30-0 against Atlanta, and I was trying to figure it out. And then I check off 5 starters or 4 starters off their roster for the start of the game, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is a game to get healthy. It started that way. I looked smart for 1 quarter, and then I turned into a dumbass. But some of these problems, no matter who we're playing, hey, Jets, the worst team in football, I left them out. They haven't won a game. They ran for 200 yards against us. They just turned the ball over. God only knows we're not sitting here without a win if they don't turn the ball over a few times.
Well, lucky we play them again. Might be our only other win.
We got another one up there later in the year. But, it's a little bit of everybody to go around. I know we like 3 names, but I heard a great debate whether it's more Chris or more Mike yesterday. And I thought, you know, I stepped back because we do this for a living down here. It's our market. It's our GM and head coach. And I was thinking,
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm guessing, like, I'd love to have a couple beers, Anthony Weaver, and go, hey, Anthony, would you like to have a little more talent on that team?
But that's why, like, it is Chris, right? Like, Chris is the one that picks the players. He's the one that has assembled this dumpster fire of a roster.
100%.
That's on him.
And by the way, if Chris doesn't like a player that Mike likes, maybe sometimes you have to go, hey, Mike, look at it. You know, I'm responsible for this roster. I can no longer blame everybody else. I signed off on this, all this stuff. I signed off on these contracts. Nothing that gets done if the GM doesn't say, let's do it. Let's do it. I like him.
The Darren Waller story is a nice story, but when one of your best offensive players is a guy that you kind of lucked into out of retirement.
By the way, like, you know how many teams would love to have him if we knew he's going to be that good?
I know. It's a weird story, though, man. Like, that's,
Hey, he caught everybody, and I got to tell you, I have nothing but good things to say. I had no idea he's going to be this good. No idea. Now I'm like, hey, you got to figure out in the first half. Can you figure something out in the second half for him? 5 for 78. We haven't had a tight end run down the middle of the field and split safeties in so long over the top of linebackers. It was so refreshing. He is so smooth. Runs like a deer. Big athletic, big hands, soft hands. Just sound like an attraction there for a second. I was getting into that whole thing, didn't it, Woody? Got a little scary. Hey, anyway, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Tell you what, though, if you need a little therapy, Monday Night Football gave it to you. Chiefs and Jacksonville back and forth in fourth quarter. Huh?
Did it.
Oh, it was just fun to watch.
Mean, yeah, it's a great game, but the fact that the Jags have passed you up is not.
Hey, man, I didn't think the Colts. I never thought the Colts and Jags would be 4-1.
The Colts, I did not see that one coming. But
we were just talking before, and we're getting ready to play them, going, oh, they're a mess, man. They don't even know who's playing quarterback. Yeah. They're still going back and forth.
Jacksonville's put together a pretty nice team over there, though.
It's a lot of the same guys from last year.
They've hit on some guys, though.
Oh, they have.
Some good players on that team.
Good start for them, man.
Beat the Chiefs, though, man. That's impressive.
That's a great win. That's right. That's a great win. By the way, that for their psyche going forward, not to mention that conference or that division they're in, that is, hey, man, good for them. Good for them. How many games they win last year, Woody? They didn't win too many.
They just missed the playoffs, remember, didn't they?
No.
Or was that the year before?
That was Cincinnati. I don't know.
I don't know if it was the last year or the year before. Remember, Trevor Lawrence had a really bad game when they needed to win to get in something.
They lost a lot of games last year, I think. All right. Hell no.
These
years are flying. But I do know one thing. They cleaned it from right below the owner and the kid to down. And it's worked. It just feels and looks different. And boy, they did not back down from the Super Bowl runner-ups last year.
They had four wins last year. It was the year before they were a 9-win team.
Well, they've already got the same amount of wins they had last year. That's great. That's a good, nice story, man.
Yeah.
There is hope. There is hope someday.
Hey, it should be easy for the Dolphins to double their win total next year.
All right.
Since probably going to win two or three games.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry. We have headlines, too.
I know. You
good got, stuff in the headline. Right. Positive stuff in the headline.
You're nothing positive about you walk around with a dark cloud around you're the guy everybody goes, is that the guy I want to punch him? I go, don't.
I got to read more Omar with all these glowing numbers. Makes everything sound great.
Now you're taking shots at Omar.
I am taking a shot at Omar.
Why don't you call him and tell him you're taking shots at him?
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.